If you can't answer one of those questions, and probably about 10 more that we ask ourselves in every video that we post, don't post it.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously, check out LA Startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech.
Hey everyone, my name is Brian Nickerson. I'm guest hosting on We Are LA Tech. I'm here today with Yuval Rechter. He's head of digital at First Media. Yuval, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for hosting me.
Yeah, it's great. Great to see you. And you were doing some really interesting things in video.
Yeah, it's been a crazy 18 months for us.
Yeah.
We've been, I would say, the fastest growing Facebook publisher in the past 18 months for millennial women. We started probably with 100,000 page likes, and we have 18 months, 12 billion video views, all organic, 52 million fans across Blossom, which is DIY life hacks. So Yummy is our food recipe page, and Blusher is our beauty page, and we just keep on going. So it's a pretty exciting year for us.
So cool. So 12 billion video views, is that right?
Yes.
So that's like 120 Super Bowls.
That's
not small.
Yeah, we try to, another great stat we call this the super viral videos. We call them the monster ones. In 2017, we have 20 videos that are over 100 million views.
Uh-huh.
Now the second to us, by the way, is with 7, and So Yummy has 3, by the way, and some other competitors like Tasty from BuzzFeed has 2. So really interesting for us to see this super viral video strategy that works really well for us.
Yeah. And so you're paying for all these videos, right?
Oh no, we don't.
I'm messing with you. Yuval has done these stats. Yuval and his team have done organically, which is insane.
Yeah. First of all, yeah. There's the two founders of First Media, by the way, Sharon Rechter and Guy Oranim. Mm-hmm. Both of them, we work so closely together.
And Sharon's your sister?
Sharon's my sister.
Yeah.
Guy's my brother-in-law. So it's been a family effort. And
yeah,
we work very close, especially, you know, Guy and I work on a day-to-day basis. And Sharon's like the biz dev and president. She mm-hmm. details a lot of those big partnerships that we're working on. It's been very interesting. So going back to, no, we don't pay. We really try to make an effort to do really high quality content. So super viral content, making sure we ask ourselves, why will someone share? We can't mm-hmm. answer that questions. We basically don't post. It's very hard to sometimes nix a project just before it's about to launch,
mm-hmm.
just before we're about to post. But we see ourselves as being very responsible to our users and to our people. Basically, people that watch our page and watch our content every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important for us to be viral every time we post.
And so just to set context for folks who may not know or haven't seen Blossom or So Yummy, can you give a taste of kind of what some of those videos look like and where people find them?
Yeah. We're highly focused on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Mm-hmm. On Facebook with Blossom, we have 30 million fans. On Facebook, for example, we have the most successful video is 7 ways to organize your closet. So hacks, recycling, repurposing works really, really well for Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
On So Yummy, I would say we are on the sweet tooth taste, kind of like, you know, we're more of the unicorn and 7 ways to make a pie. So really on the desserts and sometimes savory. Actually, some interesting stuff going on So Yummy right now. We're opening a new page that is coming soon. So really, really interesting things for us.
And can you share the new page you're about to open?
So the one page we're about to open is So Yummy Veggie.
Uh-huh.
So we get a lot of requests from brands. We work with brands on So Yummy. So we work with Halo Top and Enlightened and Justin's and Barney Butter. So a lot of brands, Green Chef, that we just did 3 videos with them. Green Chef was actually number 1 video in queue in last week.
Is Green Chef a brand?
Green Chef is like the meal kit. It's it does meal kit like more on the health conscious side.
Yep.
So I think we're very excited to open So Yummy Veggie. So Yummy Veggie is the health conscious page where we'll be able to cater not just for the sweets and for desserts, but also brands that are a bit more on the health conscious side.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm very excited about that launch. And I see it will enable us to work in with much more brands rather than just, I would say, the Mars, the Snickers, and Nestle of the world.
Yep. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to the show, a lot of folks here in LA, and most people really struggle with a viral video strategy or even an organic video strategy. I'd say most entrepreneurs I talk to want that, right? They want to figure out how to do that. But very few people have actually figured out how to do that. Obviously, you know, Dollar Shave Club, in terms of launching their e-commerce business, did a brilliant job with that. Squatty Potty has an amazing,
incredible,
you know, kind of video. But you guys are doing this like over and over. I mean, you're a media property.
Right. First of all, I'm proud to say that I have Squatty Potty in my home because of that viral video. I know it's very troublesome to share that on the podcast, but I think it's a great product.
Yeah.
And their viral video is just really, really funny.
Yeah.
We have three videos of Unicorn and So Yummy. So I totally resonate with their viral video and I think it's genius. Another company you just mentioned, Dollar Shave Club, for example, we work with them on Blossom. We did a viral video for Dollar Shave Club, 27 million views. That was pretty awesome. We love working with them.
Yeah.
Gavin over there is a great person to work with. Such a fun guy to work with. You know, we promoted their starter kit, the $5 starter kit over there.
Okay.
So going back to your question, what makes a video go viral and how to work consistently with viral? I think first of all, you must A/B test.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says that, but you really need to see what ticks with your audience. The number one element is to really understand who is the people that are on watching your video. At First Media, we don't say users, we say people. And I think that's critical because basically, if you think about it, people are watching on your feed, people watching the feed, and they're actually interacting with your video. So first of all, be respectful of their time. Don't do funky tricks. Just use really, really good content and resonate for them. So for example, Blusher is a beauty page, right? We just launched that about 3 months ago. We really check who the audience is, right? It's the millennial women. They're really interested in beauty. It's interesting in cost-effective beauty that really wants to find great products through the blusher. So that content has to be super engaging. And yes, you know, the 3-second rule, everybody kind of already knows. Make sure you grab the audience and grab their attention on the feed. It's so competitive out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Second part is what makes them share. You know, you have to ask yourself, why will someone share that video? Is it funny? Is it helpful? Does it make me look cool? Is it cool for them? So really, if you can't answer one of those questions, there's probably about 10 more that we ask ourselves in every video that we post. Don't post it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an issue of the reach. You don't want to hurt yourself as the page owner. If you would post 10 bad videos in the 11th one, even if you have super viral video, Facebook or any other platform that you work with, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, that will give you less reach.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's critical. I think it's critical. And also take feedback in a professional way. One of the things that I'm super proud of my team and our team at First Media Digital is how we interact with feedback and how people take feedback.
Mm.
Nothing is personal. If I give you feedback for your video, it's just the video. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a collaborative effort, making sure that everyone has a good energy. And by the way, when it goes super viral, it's everyone's credit.
Mm-hmm.
And when it tanks, it's also everyone's everyone's credit or bad credit. You know?
Right. Yeah.
I think that's critical to remember that. So I think those things, when you start thinking, is this real value for my users? Are they really interacting with the video? And by the way, you will get more shares. We look at share rate.
Mm-hmm.
Share rate is a very, very simple index that we created. Basically, shares divided by views. Anyone can do that. You can go on anyone's feed right now and to see the shares and views.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we have the highest share rate in the industry, over 2.5% in the world, actually. So Yummy is number 2. And you can see some other big names are probably around 1%.
Mm-hmm.
That is
key. So you're 2.5 times bigger.
Yes.
Or better, more shareable.
Yeah, more shareable. And I think that's key because I think in some weird way, we're kind of getting auto sharing from people. Once they see a Blossom video, So Yummy video,
it's
they
like
say
they trust it. They trust know it's awesome.
They trust it.
Yeah. So what I find interesting too about the share rate, you obviously, you talk about the video views, but that's the vanity metric that sort of everyone talks about. And that matters a lot. But as a business, right, and as a strategy, you're not thinking as much about the views, right? You're thinking about the share rate, or at least that's what I heard.
I think it's calculated in the share rate and in the retention rate.
Yeah.
I think that platforms right now care a lot about retention as well. Mm-hmm. How long do people stay throughout the video? Mm-hmm. So it's shares, retention. In the end, yes, it's views.
Mm-hmm.
When we work with brands, we just did a 3-video series with Bed Bath & Beyond. We did 100 mm-hmm. million views in 3 videos for them. So yes, of course, views are important.
One Super Bowl for Bed Bath & Beyond for exactly, people who are counting.
Yeah, and Q3.
There's about 100 million people who watch the Super Bowl each year. So that's why that metric is helpful. We're trying to
be in the Super Bowl league, you know, yeah. I'm just trying to be in that Super Bowl level. So we did, in Q3, we did 6 videos. We actually had the top 6 for branded videos across all Facebook. So from 45,000 branded videos across all Facebook, we had the top 6.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And number 7 was Tasty from BuzzFeed. And I think the other one was Business Insider. Mm-hmm. So we are in good competition. I think, by the way, they're great publishers as well. I think they're doing an amazing job. So when we work with brands, they do care about the views. And we do care about the views, and we give minimum guarantee and everything. But as long as you're consistent with your production process, mm-hmm. and you don't jeopardize, and you work, and you explain the clients, and you work, explain the agency that you work with, that this is not a commercial. Mm-hmm. This is native and branded content, and you're able to get to those stats. So you get high share rate, high retention rate, and in the end, this results high amount of views.
Right.
Vital Farms, we did with So Yummy, got 20 million views. Green Chef got 17 million views. Dollar Shave Club got 32 million views. And all of them are branded. A lot of times people ask us, does branded perform less than organic, than just native posts? So it really depends how you do that.
Yeah.
It really depends how good the video is. We must make sure that it looks kind of similar to what you're actually doing anyhow.
Right.
You're not saying, okay, this is a, so the person does not feel that this is a commercial versus the post of yesterday that mm-hmm. was not a commercial.
So do you, I've got a lot of experience in that space. And I feel like it's a struggle for brands because brands traditionally have wanted to control that creative messaging process.
Oh yeah.
Especially right as they, you know, if you go into sort of television commercials they would produce or a lot of the media that brands put out, they want to actually control a lot of that message.
Definitely.
And my experience has been, it's really hard. Like some brands understand that they need to give some creative control and other brands really struggle with that. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Do you turn down some brand deals if you feel like they want to control it? Because sometimes you'll see a brand actually want to control the message. And if they do it, like it turns out no one wants to watch it. No one cares about that video.
I'm proud to say that we didn't cancel any process once we started.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell you that the more we work with brands, the better we are at that.
Yep.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we work in a series of videos, usually the first video, you know, everyone is anxious.
Yep.
Both us and the client. I think we're a bit more secure because we've done it about 25 times in the past, I would say 5 months,
mm-hmm.
and we're seeing results. The more results you have, the more you're able to show that client, mm-hmm. the more they trust in you.
Yeah. So I want to dive into kind of the video creation, right? And especially like how, I mean, this notion that what you've been able to build and the stats around the videos and the speed in which you've done it, right? And you said crazy 18 months. Can you share kind of how big is the team now and what you guys have done just like as a company over the last 18 months?
Definitely. So as a company, we're over 100 people right now. Mm-hmm. The digital is close to 70, 80 right now. It's been crazy.
That's content creation.
Content like creation, making, analytics.
Making those amazing videos.
Yes. Yeah. So we're very data driven.
Yep.
We're very data driven. I was a product manager. I was a VP product in my previous company and I did not know anything about content before. Zero, nothing.
Yeah.
I think the way I look at content or we look at content right now is through the data. And also we're able to change the perception of our creators to look at data. So one of the things that always makes me laugh is when I remember how our food stylist came and start after 2 weeks of working in So Yummy, I see her working with a calculator on her iPhone and start doing some calculation for share rate. And, you know, I was laughing. I was like, wow, she's like 2 weeks ago, she was
food stylist.
Exactly. You know, and I have a, I have a t-shirt that says I am data driven. And sometimes I walk with it in the office just to make sure that everybody remembers. But I think now it's much easier. The process is, again, it's very data driven. We look at all the parameters that have an effect on the video. Every video that we post, late day later, we analyze what happened for the good and for the bad. Even if the video did really well, I'm sure you can find a few things that we can improve. So where was the drop in the retention? Was it a good share rate? Was just the retention was good? Or a lot of other factors like in that video? What were the comments? We look at the comments. So sometimes you look at the comments and you laugh because they're okay, it's from random comment. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's actually valuable. You get a lot of insights and you got to make sure that actually you're safe to the audience. Mm-hmm. So the creation is, I would say we have our formula per vertical ready and we know what we're doing. Well, you always innovate. We always A-B test. I think the biggest challenge is to remember that some days are bad and you have some videos that are not doing that well. Mm-hmm. And some days you're super viral and remember to calm down and like, remember that tomorrow can be really hard. keeping your mood balanced, not get overly excited when you have 400 million views. We have one video, by the way, we have the most viral video in the history of Facebook.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot to mention that until now. We have the most viral video in the history of Facebook with Blossom. With our Blossom page, it's 7 ways to organize your closet. You've probably seen it, I hope. So that one is like, has 12 million shares. It has 12 million shares. Yeah. It has over 400 million views.
Yeah.
We got, I think, 2 million likes to the page over 3 days.
Wow.
So this was like when someone asked me, did you put money behind it? Did you do this? I was like, listen, you can't put money behind that. It is way too high. So going back to the production, I think it's a lot of A-B testing. Mm-hmm. Being really truthful and leave your ego aside and remember that when it's not great, just don't tell the story. Don't start explaining yourself. Don't make up excuses. Really look at the real facts, the real data, and just try to find out and have a better video tomorrow. By the way, there's another video always tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's not like a TV show where you work for a year. And the beauty about it, we get like instant results, A-B test. You can A-B test on a daily basis. So that's really fun on social media. That's the benefit about Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. All those ones have such great reportings. So we can really learn a lot from every video.
So from a production standpoint, I mean, are the videos that you're going to post for the next week already set? Or is it like you're looking at the data and then that informs the next video that's being created? Like how do you...
So I would say we probably know a week and a half or 2 weeks and a half what we're working on. Mm-hmm. We work on a few, I would say probably 7 to 8 projects in any given moment. Most of our team is content creators, video editors, writers, social media managers, analysts, real data analysts, modeling. And we have some sales team. On the sales team, of course, we have people to sell the branded content. That's how we monetize. Mm-hmm. We're also on the mid-roll program on Facebook. We monetize on YouTube, which is great for us. So that's that.
I want to get to kind of monetization next, but just to give a sense, like for a piece of content, about how many person hours goes into creating a piece of like a 10-minute clip or something? What's kind of average clip and like how much time goes into
the creation? Yeah, our average clip is about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, a minute and a half, two and a half minutes, probably that. I would say take us about 10 days to create a video with two people of 10 days at least.
Uh-huh.
We take great pride of our content. Yeah. It takes a lot of time for us. By the way, we can create much faster.
Yeah.
It's just the amount of reshoots and the amount of work that everybody puts in. So, you know, you can make a video in a day.
Yeah.
You really need to make it amazing.
To make it awesome.
You make it awesome. If you don't make an awesome video, if you make an okay video, you basically get punished by the algorithm so fast.
Yeah.
So the way we see this, produce less.
Yeah.
And have higher quality rather than other publishers. You see them posting 250 times a week.
Right.
We post about 7 times a week.
Kind of once a day.
Once a day per page, only video. So that's key for us. We're a social media first company now.
Yep.
We're not even video first company. We're social media first company.
Gotcha. So from that perspective, why Facebook? How do you choose when you want to publish content or open up a new channel, whether it's an Instagram story or Snapchat or YouTube or the other places? Because Facebook is the core, it sounds like. But like, how do you, because a lot of people have that question too, right? Like, do I pick one platform? Do I pick many platforms? And how and where? what's the strategy or what goes into deciding kind of where you publish that content?
Right. So I think the most important thing is how much budget you have and how much attention you have. You really need to bet on one thing first, be really good at what you do right and press on that. That's my strategy in life. Just strengthen what you do great, be even better, be amazing, and be the number one. Right now we're number one with Blossom and 50 million views on average per post. So Yummy is number two.
That's so awesome.
So Yummy is number two with 16. Thank you. So Yummy is two with 16 and Tasty from BuzzFeed is with 10. So I think we want to be number one first, dominate Facebook the best we can. And then we can launch more pages. It's really fun when you have a big page. Now you can launch additional pages on that platform. Yeah. But we did not forget Instagram. I think it's a critical platform. We have 6 million fans on Instagram, 5 on So Yummy and 1 on Blossom, and Blusher is slowly ramping up. YouTube is a significant place. I think YouTube is a great platform. And when you have subscribers in YouTube is super critical and it's an asset. Snapchat is probably our next step. We're taking it slowly over there. We're really, you know, seeing how it goes for the obvious reasons, but I think it's just about attention. If we had endless money, we would probably be Snapchat and Twitter as well.
Yeah.
I would advise that if it's a beginning, if it's a creator that just is just starting and looking for where to put the first content, I would probably advise them to put either in YouTube or in Facebook to start with. Facebook is easier because there's the share button and just makes life easier and you can go more viral. But YouTube has a big advantages as well. So both platforms are equally important.
Yeah. So let's dive into monetization a bit. How do you monetize currently? Kind of talk through, and as a company, have you raised funding?
Yes. We've been a media company for the past 12 and a half years. We started... Sharon and Guy Oranim, our CEO, and Sharon Rechner, my sister, and the founder, both founders, started First Media as a TV network for babies and moms called Baby First.
Amazing.
So that weren't they found it. They raised money for that. I joined 3 years ago to start the digital with them. And they raised money, but we're doing well. You know, we're self-supporting right now. We're self-funding everything, all the digital operation. We're doing very well. And we're in the fun moment. We're in the growth stage.
Yeah.
Just hiring, by the way, super hiring. If anyone wants to work at First Media Digital or anything at First Media, either go to our site, First Media, or just email me.
What's the site? How can people find you on the site? Is it First Media?
Yeah, it's 1st.media, working 1st. On the domain.
Media. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 1st.media. And there's careers over there. We have many positions open right now.
And based in
Century City in LA, hiring production, anything from production, product manager, designers, just so many positions right now open. So definitely looking for good talent to come and join us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So on the monetization side, you do branded deals. Talk to us a little bit about what the revenue
monetization,
streams like
you know, publishing monetization is, there's a lot of ways to actually monetize. I'm very excited about that part. We do branded deals. Of course, that's our main way to monetize right now. So we've done about, I would say, 25 brand integrations in the past 4 months. So all those big names from, you know, like Bed Bath & Beyond, Dollar Shave Club, Halo Top, Enlighten, Justin's, Barney Butter. What am I missing? Probably I'm missing a few good partners. I hope that they're not that pissed about me right now, but I think, that's a big avenue for us. So native advertising, brand integration, definitely one. We're also in the mid-rolls program in Facebook. Mm-hmm. That really helps. It's a great program for us. Does a lot of, generate some substantial money for us, especially with the amount of views that we have. So we're very, very fortunate to be in the special program for the mid-rolls program. So shout out to the Facebook rep that is really, really helping us. Thank you.
That's awesome. And that's unique. So just for folks who don't know, mid-rolls is... you get a cut of some of the ad revenue. There's an ad revenue that plays somewhere in the video and as a publisher, you make some money off of that. And Facebook is doing the sales on those.
Right. So Facebook is kind of like the pre-rolls for YouTube.
Yep.
It's just in the middle, like mid-rolls. So it's the middle of the video for Facebook. It's a test, but I think it's doing very well. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate to be in that plan already in the beta stage. YouTube, we also are able to monetize through pre-rolls. And next step for us is e-commerce. Mm-hmm. Really looking to e-commerce, launching our So Yummy cookbook in about a week before the holidays.
Cool.
Go to our So Yummy store to buy the cookbook and apron. Really excited by that.
Do we find that on Facebook? Where do we find that?
Yeah, on the Facebook. Yeah, we can find it on Blossom, on the Blossom and So Yummy pages. So definitely really excited by that to really start to test the ability for us to push products, to build products, maybe build services, subscriptions. So the sky's the limit. You know, when you have 52 million fans, it's just a matter of what you want to push.
Yeah.
So really thinking thoroughly about that right now. Again, hiring on the e-commerce side as well. So if there's any e-commerce expert that wants to join us, now is the time to make big things happen. And we have the destinations. So soyummy.co, Blossom, and Blusher are going to be basically destinations for pre-rolls in our, I would say, online player.
Mm-hmm.
And banners and programmatic. So that one as well. So like any traditional publisher, I think that's key as well.
Mm-hmm. So for the cookbook, is that, will people be able to buy that just through the website, or will it be available on Amazon? What's the distribution?
For now, we're going to go client direct.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
We want to see our marketing abilities. Definitely in second step is either brick and mortar, you know, like Barnes and Nobles will always be fun to see a Soyummy this on Walmart, or everyone that would target, anyone that would want to carry us.
Yeah.
Would love to do that as well. And maybe later on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, definitely wherever
starting out direct.
Yeah. I think that I'm a great believer in same platform to the same platform conversion.
Yep.
So really keeping people digital to digital, one click to a final conversion. So really the best there is, less of a believer from radio to selling a cookbook.
Yeah. Makes a ton of sense. So it sounds like, I remember hearing you talk about the number of cookbooks that you had pre-ordered. I think you're going to have to order more.
Yeah.
Everything I've heard, you're going to have to order a lot more.
Yeah. We started with, we pre-ordered 5,000. It's probably going to be sold out.
Yeah. Hopefully, like immediately.
I don't know. Probably. Hopefully. Yeah. Fingers crossed, we'll be sold out very soon.
Yeah.
And then we'll just order more.
Yeah.
But really excited by that. Really exciting. And also I think that cookbook is something that we're proud of. You know, it's really all of our best videos in one cookbook. It really shows all those. And it's a step-by-step, a really fun and engaging way to actually create those recipes.
Yeah. And get even deeper in. So Yuval, you're from Israel originally.
Right.
And what brought you to LA?
First Media.
First Media. Yeah.
First Media.
Have you been to
First
LA
Media
before?
First Media, the waves. First Media and the waves and the quietness, you know, coming from Israel, it's a hectic place.
And you, I think you said you live in Venice.
Right. I live in Venice.
Yeah.
And our offices are in Century City.
And so this community in Los Angeles, like, are there things that you see that particularly attracted you to Los Angeles, especially given your international background and coming from Israel? Like, what has stood out to you, if anything, about LA as a startup ecosystem?
I think it's super exciting. When I moved about 3.5 years ago, though, I didn't feel the energy like Tel Aviv regarding the startup feeling. But I think in the past 2.5 years, something drastically changed.
Mm.
I think Snapchat moving here, the IPO, I don't know if it was always here, but I mean, just the IPO noise.
Yeah.
I have some really cool friends in the startup scene. So FabFitFun, Danny and Mikey also did a really cool brand integration with us, with Blossom, was a really success. Sophia Farsa from Toot, Tatiana from Marble. So really all those people are really doing some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club is in LA. Also a great company. What else? Just the energy is really good right now, and you get a lot of connections, and people really talk about the information is starting to be much more collaborative, and the information is just getting tighter and better. I think one of the benefits coming from Tel Aviv is like small streets.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you walk in the street and you meet someone that says, "Hey, what are you working on?" "I'm working on this startup and this startup. Why don't you check Bitcoin? Why don't you check cryptocurrency? Why don't you check ICO?" So really all that noise, you actually work so close with everyone. I think we're starting to see this here as well. And this is part that gets me excited, because you really can get a lot of value and can really be part of a community that is startup oriented. You know, we just met, right? We met in this growth stack event. It was awesome. You know, a lot of good people, a lot of great people that really want to learn. We know each other from that event, and you know, we're already excited to talk about things that we're doing together. You guys are doing some really cool stuff in the e-commerce space. So why don't I just give you guys a shout out? Magic Links.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone needs magic. Yeah.
Everyone needs magic. I think we're excited to work with Magic Links, by the way. So I think
awesome.
I think that with our scale and with your product, just getting those e-commerce and affiliates too.
Yeah.
So just by getting to know Magic Links and getting this amazing product to work, That yeah. for me, it's enough. You know, I just did something really cool for First Media and Magic Link. So my day's over.
Yeah. Super cool. So you've all, as we, I know you got a flight to go, so I'm appreciative yeah. that you're here sharing these insights with us before that. One thing we always like to ask our guests is, you know, if you have an ask of the LA community, what would that be? How can the LA community help you?
People. We yeah. really need good, smart, creative, talented people. We're hiring on the e-commerce side, on the product manager for the webs. So we have an app coming up for So Yummy. I actually didn't mention that, but So Yummy is coming up with an app. So really product managers, designers, graphic designers, video editors, everything, anything and everything of people. That's our biggest challenge right now.
Yeah.
Really looking to hire great talent. And that's the biggest challenge.
And sounds like people would probably have a little bit of fun.
Oh yeah. The amount of creative freedom, the amount of creative space that they have, creating things from scratch, it's autonomous. I don't like to micromanage. That's not my approach. I think people need to be independent and really crush it for their own.
Yeah.
So really looking for people that are self-motivated, want to crush it together.
Yuval, how can people find you?
They can find me either on LinkedIn or Facebook or, I think that's the best way. Just send me a text or just send me a message, either add me on LinkedIn or Facebook. That's it. Yuval Richter.
And spell Richter?
Yuval is Y-U-V-A-L.
Yeah.
And Richter is R-E-C-H-T-E-R, Yuval Richter. That's it. So, Brian, I just want to say thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Yeah.
I think it's my first podcast ever.
Amazing. Well, so, you're doing great. You're a natural.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Yuval.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/We Are LA Tech. Thank you. We appreciate you.